Bermuda, one of the 10 richest countries in the world, is 650 miles east of the United States and over 1,000 miles north of the Caribbean. It was discovered in 1609 when a group of English sailors were shipwrecked on the island. Tobacco, whaling, piracy and salt trading was then the main source of income. Today, tourism accounts for half the island's wealth. Banking and insurance make up the rest. Bermuda is a place of tranquility. Its seven principal islands are connected by bridges and causeways. Best transport, hiring a moped or scooter. Maximum speed, 20 miles an hour. And there's always a ferry nearby. So, is it worth going to Bermuda?
Hi, I'm Maureen. I'm a physiotherapist working here in Bermuda. And I love Bermuda because the beaches are absolutely spectacular. The views are incredible. The closeness of the people takes no time to get anywhere. And you just have to enjoy it, experience it, and spend some time.
I'm Vince Cann, tour driver. Bermuda is approximately 22 miles long, and the widest point is about 2.5 miles. And we've got a population of around 59 to 60,000 people. We entertain full employment. We have no poverty. Something like 22% of our workforce is foreigners. We have no natural resources. Everything is imported.
I'm Cornell Bean. I'm one of the 30 golf professionals in Bermuda. Golf's very big in Bermuda. We got 9 golf courses. They span throughout the island. It's very accessible to anyone. And basically, if you come here for a week, you can actually play all of them. Every course, it's very scenic. The water is only about 30 yards away from you. Very scenic.
So, Cornell, I know you're a top professional. Are you going to give me a lesson?
Sure, let's see what you're made of.
I'm going to beat the hell out of you.
Another early one, Dave. Yes. Pretty good.
Hi, my name's Graham. I'm originally from the west of Scotland, and I'm now a scuba diving instructor out here in Bermuda. Diving here in Bermuda is excellent for all levels of people, with the water being so clear and warm, and also it's very shallow, with most of the diving in the region of 10 to 20 metres. And of course we have all the shipwrecks here in Bermuda, which makes the diving fairly famous, within the region of 350 shipwrecks throughout the island. And close to about 40 of those are regular dive sites.
What's it like down under?
It's a completely different world. If you've never been there, it's going to absolutely blow your mind away. The whole area is surrounded by beautiful tropical fish. And of course, you've got the shipwrecks, which are just fascinating to see a ship just sitting there and you're swimming in amongst it throughout the fish and all the rafters and beams of the wreck. And it really does make it very exciting.
Hi, my name's Isla and I'm a physiotherapist, and I love Bermuda because we've got world-class sport. We've got world-class triathlon, sailing, cycling, golf, tennis, rugby, and physios get to rub legs at them all.
My name's Captain Eugene Otterbridge and I run the Warwick Ferry. I've been on this ferry about 16 years, so I'm sort of a little season there. Yeah, you gotta see the island. So you take the bus or you take the ferry, and you gotta go out and see our beaches. One of the finest bunches of beaches in the world.
Wonderful pink beaches on the south.
Just absolutely fantastic.
Bermuda is not just for the mega rich. Accommodation suits all budgets. You can go there for weekends or part of a two-center holiday. New York, Boston, and Toronto are nearby. Hamilton, the capital, is the business center. There are plenty of cafes, restaurants and elegant stores where you can buy your Bermuda shorts. Bermuda has no skyscrapers, parking meters, neon signs or pollution. There's no slums, no mosquitoes and no income tax. So, is Bermuda an island of dreams? Well, certainly if you like a special drink or two.
My name is Petrina Ricketts. I've been working here at the Belmont for the past 10 years and I have a few local drinks that the locals like to drink here. The first one is a dark and stormy. That's made with Gosling's Black Seal rum and ginger beer soda. And then the next one we have is rum swizzle. It's made with Gosling's Black Seal, the same as the dark and stormy, made with Barbados rum, orange juice, pineapple juice.
Do you drink any of these?
Not those two, no.
Why is that then?
I don't drink alcohol that much.
The island has everything to offer for visitors. You can do absolutely anything you want here, from just going shopping to scuba diving to golfing to sightseeing. So you've got everything on a small island.